The beginning of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is describing all the miracles that Hashem wrought in Mitzrayim. He says, "Amasot haGdolot, Tesharu Inecha va'Otot va'Moftim va'Yad Chazaka va'Azra Netuya, Asher Otziyacha Hashem Elokecha, Ken Yaseh Hashem Elokecha l'Kol Ha'amim Asher Ta Yarei Mivneihem." And how he's going to do the same thing to all the nations that they're going to uproot from Eretz Canaan. So on this phrase, I just want to concentrate on the last two comments that Rashi makes. And the phrase is va'Yad Chazaka va'Azra Netuya. So in the words Vayad Chazaka, Rashi says, Zo HaDever. This is the Dever, one of the plagues in Mitzrayim. And Vazra Netuya, Zo HaCherev Shal Makat Becharot. This is the sword of Makat Becharot. So two strange things about these last two phrases. Number one, Dever. Why is Dever singled out? Out of all of the Makot, there were 10 of them. I understand why you would mention the first one, the last one. But why the middle one, Zo HaDever, this is the pestilence that happened that killed all the animals. Why is that such a big deal? And Zora Netuya is Zohar Cherev Shal Makat Becharot. Cherev, what sword was there with Makat Becharot? There was some kind of plague that killed the Becharot. There was no sword involved. What's this talking about? So with regards to the Dever, so the Mepharshim take different approaches. None of them are really, really that satisfying. Just want to mention one radical one that kind of reinterprets Rashi, and I think maybe reads it as being one unit. Zohar Dever V'Zohar Cherev Shal Makat Becharot. So the cherev may be understood as follows. There is a midrash that says that the night or the day or the week even before Makat Becharot, once the Mitzrayim saw that, you know, this is serious, the Becharot, who essentially were the ones with really a lot of the power in Egypt, they wanted to go and fight against Paro. There was a civil war. The Becharot said, we don't want this to happen. So they actually started a war with the guards of Paro. This is why nobody was, you know, going after the Jews with all their calves that they were getting ready to slaughter. Nobody was interested in them because they were having a civil war. There was a cherev. There was actually a physical fight between Paro and the Becharot before Makat Becharot. So that would be the cherev. The Dever refers to the actual Makat Becharot. That refers to the plague that happened to the Becharot. Maybe that's how we could read Rashi. Zoha Dever, Zoha Cherev Shal Makat Becharot. There was the actual plague that Hashem caused, but then there was also the social, political upheaval that happened before it, which protected the Jews from any of the retribution that the Egyptians would have sought against them. Yom Tov, Shavua Tov.